Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Welcome back to the B Word, you guys. If you did not catch yesterday's episode, which was episode 33, you need to just pause right now, go back and listen to episode 33, because we're doing a two-part series on how to win the listing every damn time. And today is the second question that I ask my sellers at a listing consultation and how I use the DIS profile to win the listing. But you really won't understand it if you don't go start at the beginning with episode 33. If you did already listen to episode 33, then let's dive right back in because you are ready for part number two. Here it is. So the next thing that I do is I say, I want you guys to go sit at the dining room table for me while I go cruise through your house and take a look at things. And I want you to consider, other than price, because I know we have to talk about price, other than price, what is the main thing that means a lot to you during the listing process that we need to talk about today? And that's my second question that will always get me the listing. Other than price, what is the number one thing we should discuss that means a lot to you about the listing process? I want to make sure I address it. Because if I don't know what is important to them, I may miss the mark. If they are really hell-bent on open houses and I don't know that, then I don't know how to address that piece of it. And I might sit down at a dining room table and only talk about marketing on Zillow, and they could give a rat's patootie about marketing on Zillow. What they want to talk about is an open house. You got to nail that down. I will tell you again, remember, I do everything with intent and strategy. So I intentionally tell them, you sit at the dining room table and consider your answer to that question. I'm going to go cruise your home. I am listening now for a couple more things to validate where they are on the DIS profile, because my high D's are going to look at me and go, okay, they're going to go sit down at the dining room table. Bullet point. She asks a question. I'm going to answer it. She doesn't need me. That's great. My high I's are going to go, oh my gosh, shouldn't I walk the house with you and point out every detail of it? The minute my seller asks me that, I know for sure I've got a high I. They want to get all in personal with you. They want to tell you the stories of their kids scraping their knees in the backyard. That means a lot to them, and I need to adjust how I'm responding to meet them where they are. Now, by the way, my script in return to that is, nope, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me everything you love about this home and all the details that we need to know in order to sell it. But my first look through your home, I'd like to do by myself because I want to see it through a buyer's agent's eyes. Because when your home is shown, I won't be here and neither will you. And I need to know how an agent and their client might see it from their perspective before we start talking about how we want them to see it. And that allows me to go through the home on my own. A high S, the minute I say, you know, I don't really need you to walk through the home, they're going to nod, agree. Oh, that makes total sense. And they're going to go sit down and answer my questions. They are the peacekeeper. They're people pleasers. You gave them a reason why you don't want them to walk through the home with you. They accepted it. They're going to move on. That also, by the way, will appease your high C's, the people that analyze and want the details, because you have just told them why you don't want them to walk through the home with you the first time. Why do I actually want to walk through the home the first time by myself? Two reasons. One, legitimately, I do want to see it from a buyer's agent's perspective. I'm not going to be there when they show that home. So if I don't realize right away that they've got solar paneling somewhere and the seller has to tell it to me later, now I know I've got to include that somewhere in my marketing piece. It's not obvious. And so I need to see how a buyer's agent is going to see it and how their clients might miss some details. But the other reason is it gives me time to process in my brain whether I'm dealing with high D's and high S's or high I's and high C's. And I can sort of start to mentally prep myself in my scripts on meeting them verbally where they are. Because if you just walk in the door and figure out you're talking to a high D and you're not a high D, it's going to take you a hot minute to get there in your brain. It is. Or if you're a high D like me and you're talking to two lovey, fuzzy, let me hug you all day long eyes, it's going to take me a hot second to make sure I'm prepared to enter into the actual consultation in that mindset. When you meet your sellers verbally where they are, you will always get the listing. It's sales 101. Those two questions, did you get the gift? Because you're looking for the answer of where are you on the DISC profile? And other than money, what's the number one thing that we need to talk about today? Those two questions will set you up for success for the rest of your consultation, because you'll know how to respond to the seller and meet them verbally where they are on the DISC profile. And you'll know what actually means a lot to them, so that you don't waste anyone's time. When you're finished looking through that home and you sit at the dining room table with them, if you've got that high eye who looks at you and says, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the open house. Okay, let's talk about the open house. I don't need to talk about the rest of it. You don't care. You don't care about what words I'm going to put on the listing presentation. You don't actually care how it gets to Zillow. You just want to know that it gets there. But what you're really interested in is this piece. Great, let's talk about that. Because if you, especially in today's day and age, we are a culture that, quite frankly, we squirrel all the time, kind of how we've been trained. If you sit down and pull out this pre-done package that is beautiful, and you want to go through the whole package, pages 1 through 50, it doesn't matter. You'll lose them along the way, because if there are pieces of it they just don't care about, they just want you to handle it. That's great. You have been taught that you have to go through every single thing you're going to do in order to create the value so that they're willing to hire you and pay your commission. That is wrong. You've got to go through what they find of value, what is important to them. And if you can do that, you will get the listing every single time.